This is Will's Band of the Week for December 16th, 2018. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Anurag from the Ontario Bureau.
Hello, everyone.
And David from the New York City Bureau.
Hello.
God, this is great, right? Is this fun or what?
It is.
This is the North American edition of the year end right. lists.
Right.
Next up will be the Commonwealth edition or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know how we're going to... I haven't been able to figure out a time to record with the other guys, so we'll eventually figure something out. So yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. It's gonna be good. So the fun thing tonight is that I have both of your lists because I had to queue everything up, but you don't know each other's lists, so
nope.
It may result in some good banter, because you might tell the other guy, you know, I hate that selection, that's terrible, or you might say, hey, that's fantastic, I should have put it on my list. Right? We just don't know. Complete spontaneity.
Right. That's right. Well, I have to say, I just have to make one note, which is, I think I have a couple notes. But anyway, I have one note, which is, speaking of being influenced by other people's lists, there's a band on my... I actually got myself down to 10, and then my list got thrown off because there was a band on your list, and I believe on Chris's list as well. So there's a clue there. And I thought, you know what, I should go back and listen to that, it sounds so great. And then I completely fell into that record and realized that I couldn't keep it off, and I couldn't get rid of anything else.
Yes, you have 11.
So I was really stuck. Yeah, I have a tie for number 10. So, but it's all your fault, because you were pushing this particular group, and you were right. So,
but then you refused to allow anything to get bumped off.
Well, it was a hard one. It was a hard one, so as I'll explain. But anyway.
You're 10 and 11, then I'm going to have to play shorter snippets, because they didn't fully make the list, right?
Yes.
Do you guys want to, do you have any, you know, big year summary type things, like, you know, live shows of the year? Anything like that you want to mention before we get to the lists?
I've got zero live shows.
Zero live shows. Did you really go to zero live shows?
I think I did Wilco this year, yeah.
Okay.
That was the only one. Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Well, that was the show of the year then.
That was the show of the year. It was really good, actually. I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay, try to make...
Probably because I went after a really long time to a show, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that could be. I think you should try to go to like three or four this year. Is that a good goal?
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, David's no Craig. He hasn't gone to like 50 shows, but you've gone to quite a few, right?
I have gone to quite a few this year. And if I had a show of the year, it would obviously be the show I went to on which three of the bands in my top 10
that's ridiculous.
Played together.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, how could anything top that, right?
Yeah. So, boy, now people are trying to figure it out. So, yeah. So, you don't say what it is, because it's too big of a spoiler at this point, right?
That's true.
But a couple of those, I was like, yeah, that's going to be on his list for sure. Yeah.
Mysterious.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, why don't we get going then? So David's going to tell us his number 11. It's cheating.
Well, should I just say tied for number 10? That's the way I have it listed.
Okay, a 10T, right? That's how they
yes.
list it. Yeah.
And tied. Well, this would have been 9 and 10, but as I say, we got a spoiler at the end. So, yeah. So at number tied for number 10, this very wonderful sleepy little group called Awake But Still in Bed that I kind of fell for in the middle of the year.
Right. And it's all one word. So it's easy internet
search. All one word in lowercase.
Yep. And the title
heard of them.
The title barely fit on my screen here. Because
the title of the record is what? I can't even remember how to say it.
what people call low self-esteem is really just seeing yourself the way other people see you. that's the title of the album.
Oh, I remember right. this one. Yeah.
And tied with that as a tongue twister is the other band, which is Antarctica Vespucci.
Right. And the album Love in the Time of Email, which you just talked right. about on the podcast about, what, less than a month ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But it came out earlier in the year, right? If I'm remembering right.
Yes, it did come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we should play
and
it.
I picked track number four in either case. So if you only want to play one, you can play one or whichever. But they're both track four. Or we could play them simultaneously. I mean, that would be weird.
At the same time, right?
Yeah.
All right. You picked a track by Awake But Still in Bed called Stumble. So here's that one. So when you can play 53 seconds of a song and then it makes you think, maybe I should have listened to that a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good sign. Yeah.
That's, that was pretty good.
Pretty
yeah.
good. So let's give 53 seconds to your other tied for number 10, Antarctica Vespucci, and you picked a song called Breathless on DVD.
Haven't seen you in a long time. Are you still sitting at that booth at the Brooklyn Bowl with your long red coat and the tears welling in your eyes? Haven't seen you in a long time. Are you still 27 and mad at me, watching Breathless on DVD in the dead of winter 2009? Why did I crumble?
So that that would wake the people up, right? When that chorus hits, that wakes people up.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. What band is this again?
Antarctica Vespucci, which is the side project of his name just dropped out of my
Jeff Rosenstock.
Jeff Rosenstock.
Right? Oh, really?
Who gets okay. a lot of he gets a lot of indie rock press. We yeah. all we keep saying we should probably listen to his album, right?
I did start listening. I haven't really gotten into it yet, but yes.
All right. So there we go. Tied for number 10. So now, Anurag gets to make his debut. Number
yes.
10. This is an indie rock veteran that we didn't really talk
yes.
about much this year.
I thought you'd covered him in... Okay, first of all, the number 10 on my list is Kurt Weill, his album Bottle It In. And I thought you had discussed this year. You haven't?
I don't think we talked about this album. We've talked about probably his last two or three. And this
okay.
one, I got kind of overwhelmed by it because it's so long. And
it
I just,
is.
I think I just
yes.
didn't have the time to devote to it.
Yes, yes. So
but,
the song yeah. that we would like to hear is called Check Baby.
Thank you. and playing all the time. Now he looked lucky me, always been in touch with reality, you see. Oh, check old man, check old man, check all the cables in the chain. Yeah, check, baby, check, baby, one, two, three, that's all right with me.
That's Kurt Vile on Arog's number 10, Bottle It In. Yeah, he's totally got his own sound, right?
Yeah, I really like that slacker rock that he has got going, but every now and then he throws these psychedelic punches in his songs, and I just love that. And I like this album because it starts off, you know, nice and easy, and by the end of it, you can feel that tension in the album, and it's difficult to describe it. I really like it a lot. I'm looking forward to his career.
That's good. He's really gaining, I think, just as he goes through and becomes more of an indie rock veteran. He he gains a bigger following because he's playing at the arena rock venue, the Sylvie in Madison, later this month. That's a 2,500 seat venue.
Ooh,
not seat.
Wow. Okay.
They don't have very many seats. 2,500 people.
Oh, so, that's the new one, right?
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Yeah. Cool. Kurt Vile.
That was my number 10.
All right. Whoops. All right, David, number 9.
Okay, so number 9 is the spoiler that I couldn't keep off the list, and that is The Beths from Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah, it's one of those albums you listen to it, and then it's just undeniably good, right? And you can't turn it down.
I remember listening to it when you were reviewing it and thinking, yeah, this is the kind of thing I like, but not really being taken by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and just, I don't know, maybe listened to the first 4 tracks, and I just kind of knocked out. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but they're incredible.
From Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool place to be from, I think. Even though I've never been there, I've just decided that I think it's cool.
No, one of my friends lives in or near Auckland, and I just met her recently in a wedding, and she's just raving about New Zealand. Yeah.
Maybe she's a fan of the Beths, and you just never brought it up.
Right. That's true.
All right.
But she's a new mom. I doubt if she has time to listen to music.
Oh, it could be. So this is the album.
I believe this was it Chris's number one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I think it was my number 8. Right. No, wait. I guess number 9. Yeah. So I had the same as you. Number 9.
Three votes for the Beths.
And the great album title, Future Me Hates Me. And what track are we going to play?
Track 8.
That's River Run Level 1.
Beautiful song.
Yep.
Time bomb taking away. There's a lump in my throat. It's been there for 10 straight days. Constricting the airflow with the things I say. Get caught on the way to and from my brain. I'm tired all the time.
passed out in front of the TV screen. Turn up the volume, but I'm not listening. The dialogue is steady, and I start to panic.
Yeah, that's a really good one. The Beths.
That's a good song, yeah.
So I read a description of their music, which I probably should have copied out, but it was something like, you know, the combination of angsty lyrics and triumphant, you know, anthemic sounding music, which we all know has been done before a million times, but they just do it better than anybody around.
Yeah, they seem to really do a great job of combining the kind of slow, sensitive parts and then the straightforward power indie rock chorus. They do them both really well, so. Yep, that's a really good one. All right.
So naturally, I'm sorry.
I was going to say maybe I should give them a little more attention now.
Yep. I think you should. They've shown up on a lot of people's lists. So they're on a lot more end of year lists than I thought they'd be on. It's pretty good. So cool. I think they'll be they'll have enough popularity they can come back to the U.S. if they haven't been. I can't remember if they came here already. They might have.
Well, I was going to say, so naturally, as soon as I got really excited about them, much too late in the year, like 2 days ago or something.
Yeah.
I looked up to see if they were coming to the area, and only to discover that, guess what? They were here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
At the Mercury Lounge, which is like the smallest club I've ever gone to.
Wow.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I always like to go there, but...
You missed it. So. Well, next time, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, Anurag. All I know about your number 9 is it's a cool band name.
Actually, this is a guy. I think he's based in England, if I'm not wrong. My number 9 is a person by the name of L.A. Salami. And his album is The City of Bootmakers. This is his second album. And the song we're going to listen to is called Terrorism, the ISIS Crisis.
I scrolled down and hit a link that Westminster had been closed. 5 people dead, a madman's head lay there leaking on the road. He'd used a car to plow a crowd, stabbed a cop when he imposed. All sensors out the picture, so ISIS struck a pose. The ISIS crisis! Inspired him to die. The jihad source decoded wrong, enforces that old line. But when words come taught in certain tones, is it the preacher, scribe, or one guy that does the crime? The news lost focus of the man and took the ISIS bait. Ain't the definition of terrorism to gain aims through fear and hate. Fearless people are hard to buy if what you sell's to keep them safe. And I'll kick out all the terrorists, sounds great in a political debate. The ISIS crisis! The ISIS crisis! The ISIS crisis!
Okay, another one I have to add to the list of albums to listen to. L.A. Yeah. Salami. See, when I saw the title, I thought it was... Los Angeles Salami. But I looked it up. I just did some music journalism. His birth name, apparently, is Lukman Adekunle Salami.
Adekunle Salami, yep.
Yeah, and he's from London. Okay, so probably a personal friend of Craig. He probably does some barbecuing at Craig's up in Ipswich, right?
So, yeah, I started listening to this person. I think he was featured on NPR. I forget in which podcast. And again, I also was attracted to the name to start with. And when I started listening to this guy, he sings in a very, you know, storytelling format, like, you know, Bob Dylan and all. Mm-hmm. But I like to call this album a folk album with a lot of theater in it. Hmm. So, yeah, so the wording is just too good. I think Barrett might like this. He likes lyrics, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he might like to have this a listen. So, yeah, one of my ninth favorite album of the year.
People got to check out L.A. Salami.
The City of Bootmakers.
Right. David, what is your number eight?
In position number eight on my list is, in fact, Anurag Sharma. Because
right.
He actually gets the slot because he brought us this band who we never would have heard of.
Right.
Basement Revolver.
Yes. Yeah.
There was no way to keep them off the list, even though they only have an EP. So really, I have good reason to disqualify them, but nope, can't keep them off because they're just too good.
It's a whole album.
Yeah, it's an album.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was...
I think there's an EP.
How many tracks is it?
There's an EP and an album.
Yeah.
So maybe you didn't hear the whole thing.
Oh.
Heavy Eyes.
Yep.
Yes. No, I think I actually have heard the whole thing. I think I'm just clueless and I forgot that it wasn't an EP. Okay. Sorry.
So,
yeah. But my pick was track 5.
That's called Knocking.
Yes.
See, there's things I can't take back, even at this score. I see my lover, I know he sees me, loves me all the more. I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles. I've been running, I've been running a thousand miles. So take this road and return it to the shore. I've been broken, I've been used up, don't take me anymore. Sitting birds, I see some stones, don't kill them, I implore.
Basement Revolver from Hamilton, Ontario. Yes, you heard that right. Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Anurag for introducing us to them. And let's hope they keep building momentum and get to see them. I would love to.
Yep.
Yes, we need to redouble our efforts to promote them because I looked on their page and they only have one concert right now on their schedule.
Yeah, it might be in Hamilton even. I think I might have seen that too. So yeah, they could probably play it in Anurag's backyard in Kitchener, right?
I'm hoping they will.
Cook up some burgers. Mm-hmm. Well, we can only hope.
We can only hope, yes.
Okay, we're at Anurag's number 8 now.
Number 8 for me is Lucy Dacus. Is that how you pronounce her name? Last name? Dacus?
I think it's Dacus.
Dacus, okay. Her album, Historian. She blew us away with her previous album, No Burden. I think it was quite high up on my list. And this is her second album, much more mature, much better writing on the album. And the song we're going to play is Pillar of Truth.
Your eyes are dust. I'm weak looking at you, a pillar of truth, turning to dust. You are your mother's child.
Lucy Dacus, historian. Yes. That's Anurag's number 8. Yeah, and she's gaining in popularity for sure, too, right? Especially now that she's teamed up with the other two songwriters to form...
Laura Veers and...
Nope, not Laura Veers. It's not Laura Veers. It's Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, okay.
And Lucy Dacus. That's Boy Genius.
Yeah. I tried giving that album a try and... didn't really click with me as much as her solo effort did. In fact, this song, it was just a snippet, but it's like a 7.5-8 minute long song, and it just builds and builds and builds, and to the point right at the end, it just is constant thunder. And it's just an amazing song about the death or her grandmom's when she went to visit to her when she was on her, what is it called, deathbed? Like she was...
Yeah.
Very, very ill. And so this is a song about her grandmother.
Wow.
It's an amazing song. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think it pays off not only to listen to her music, but also to catch yourself up on the lyrics.
Correct. Yes.
She has a great song called Night Shift.
That's an amazing song.
When you read the lyrics, you understand it's what's going on there. It's pretty amazing.
All right.
Yep.
Lucy Dacus. So David, number 7, and now Barrett's going to be shocked, right?
No one will be shocked.
Well, Barrett will be because he said...
No one will be surprised in the least.
Barrett said that this is absolutely your number 1, and there's no question about it. That's what he said. So it's going to have to settle for number 7.
Well, I believe it was number 1 last year, correct?
Right. Yeah, I think that's why he made that assumption.
Right.
I'm like, 2 in a row is pretty tough.
2 in a row is tough, although it shouldn't be that tough when you are, in fact, snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just so many great records that it's sitting where it's sitting. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
In another world, it would be number 1, but in another year, maybe. But in this year, it's not, and it's a great record.
Yep. The album is called Lush, Snail Mail, and what are we going to play?
You could pick almost any track, but I picked track 6.
Let's find an out. Snail Mail. It's a really consistent album, isn't it? So it's hard to find a bad track on it. Probably because there aren't any.
There aren't any. There really aren't.
Yep. That's Lindsay Jordan, Baltimore native.
I highly recommend going to see her live.
Yeah, she's toured a lot. So we talked about how she's going to play Madison Square Garden, but I think that's, is it Interpol that's headlining that? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
good. Yeah, I missed the boat on Snail Mail. I don't know why. She never really got on my radar.
So we had a, you know, kind of a running conversation on our last podcast with Chris about how Chris doesn't get into Snail Mail at all. And a friend of ours was listening to the podcast and he said, I kept thinking that Chris was just pulling a prank and that suddenly Snail Mail was going to be his number one, you know, after saying all that. But no, it didn't happen. So, all right. It's a good one. Anurag, you've got Indie Rock Veterans at number 7. We talked about them this year.
We did, and it's The Breeders.
Yep.
Their album, All Nerve. This is the original lineup that they did when Last Splash came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the same people, and that's why this album is on my number 7 of top 10. And the song we're going to hear is Archangel Thunderbird. Man, this song gets me going every time. Such a rocking song.
Yeah, it is. And for a band of, we like to call them aging rockers.
Yes.
All bands that, you know, started in the 90s, right? They got to be called aging rockers. And they sound so good, right?
Exactly. They're playing out for about 30 years now, and they sound so fresh. Yep, I agree. So, yep, my number 7, The Breeders.
The Breeders. Yep. Great. Yep. From Ohio, I think, right? They're like Midwestern U.S. people. We talked about this before. I think I thought they're from Ohio, but then somebody, maybe not all of them are from Ohio. I thought the Deal Sisters were from Ohio.
Okay.
Well, anyway, how's that for music journalism? I think they might be from a certain place. Okay, David, we're up to your number 6.
Yeah, I was just thinking there were other people who are veterans who put out records this year, like Belly. Speaking of The Breeders, there's a little overlap there.
Oh, right. Yep.
But I don't have any veterans on my list. I was distracted by shiny objects.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
They're all relatively new people. So.
Yeah.
There are definitely some good products by veterans out there.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. What is number 6 then?
Speaking of good products. My number 6 album. I believe this is very high on somebody's list earlier this month.
Yes.
Was it Barrett? I believe it was Barrett.
It was.
I believe it was Barrett's number 1.
I believe so. It, in fact, was.
Yes. That would be Mitski, Be the Cowboy.
And what are we going to play?
Track 6. I mean, you could play almost anything but track 6, yes.
Remember My Name.
Tomorrow
That's Mitski, Be the Cowboy, is David's number six album of 2018.
Yeah, I think this is her fourth album, and they just keep getting better and better and deeper, and the instrumentation gets more complex, and she just gets bigger and bigger.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, this is an album I would place at number 11 on my list.
Oh.
Just couldn't get into it much as the top 10.
Didn't quite crack the top 10, but came close. Huh?
Came close.
Yeah, it's a kind of diverse album too, right? It's not all the same style even.
That's no, not in any way.
Makes it an interesting listen. All right, we're up to Anurag's number six.
My number six is the godfather of grunge right now, Ty Segall.
Right?
I think he's good. Slowly turning out to be Robert Pollard, right? Guided by Voices?
Maybe.
Yeah. This is his fifth album of the year, isn't it?
I don't know. He has so many side projects and everything, you can't even keep track. But yeah.
So this was his main album, and then he did a cover album called Fudge Sandwich. Then he did an Orange Monkey, which he released just 55 copies. I don't know why. Then he did a project with White Fence. And then he had a project with his wife in the group CIA. So, yeah.
I never even heard of that one. That's interesting.
I think he hasn't released it on streaming services. He's very particular about what to In fact, all these albums just recently came on the streaming services. He never was on a...
Yeah, he's cagey about his release schedules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, he released an album on cassette tapes, 55 only. What the hell?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
And they already had what, about 16 albums out there before this year?
10. Probably. He's at 10 right now. Individual albums. The collaborations are not counted in that number.
Right.
Yeah. Wow, it's nuts. Yeah, so this one's called Freedom's Goblin.
Yes.
And I think I listened to it back a few months ago, and I'm interested to listen to it some more right now. So what track are we going to play?
We're going to play She. It's a 7-8 minute long song, so hold on to your hats. You're not going to play the whole thing, I know.
How do I not leave it playing when that solo comes on?
This song is God. A pretty silly song, and the only thing that saves the song is this guitar work. Oh my Lord.
Well, it's totally I remember listening to that and just laughing because it's totally Black Sabbath, right?
And the thing I like about his music is that he kind of has figured out a good balance between melody and grunge. So songs like Cry 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 and a song Alta in the same album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, they start off slow and melodic, and then in comes the grunge.
Yeah.
Ty Segall.
That's fun. All right. David, are we into the upper half now? Yes, we are. Number five. Oh my goodness. This is another one that could not quite crack my top 10. It was one of those where I'm like, somebody else better put this in their top 10 if I can't find a spot for it. So I'm thankful.
Am I not the second person actually to mention this one?
I think you're the second. Yeah.
I thought either Barrett or Chris had it as well.
Chris did.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm not alone on this one.
No.
From South Korea, we have Seisumi. And they were brought to us originally by one of our other correspondents, weren't they?
I think it was me, unless someone else told me about it and then I'm not crediting them properly. But I think they were my nomination. So I apologize to anybody who I might have not properly credited. So maybe I forgot.
No, I was thinking maybe I remember that Sherry had talked about some South Korean bands, but yes.
Yeah.
I'm being unfair to you. You were the one, actually, that picked this.
The album is called Where We Were Together, and it's a good one.
And they are amazing, and if you catch some of the video of them performing, especially performing in Korea, it's pretty amazing. They sing in Korean, they sing in English, and either way, the crowd is just going crazy.
I don't think I've seen any of their live footage, so that'd be interesting to see. All right, what are we going to play?
I picked track two.
I think you picked track two, and then changed it.
Yeah. I picked track two, and Chris picked track two as well. Yeah. So you said, why don't you try track eight?
It's called After Falling Asleep. That's a pretty cool dream poppy chorus, right?
Yep. Sublime, yeah.
Seisumi.
Jangly South Korean surf rock. You can't beat it.
Yeah, it's just the right combination, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, Anurag, now we're up to your number five.
Number five is U.S. Girls in a Poem Unlimited.
And that was on Barrett's list too. So that's
yes, it was.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yep. I remember that.
Yeah, a band that I keep getting more and more intrigued by. I was reading, I think it was Paste Magazine said that they were the live act of the year. Like they think they're just fantastic live, which is fascinating to me. So
interesting. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That means nothing to me because I know I'm not going to go see them.
They probably won't come to Kitchener, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right. So the song we're going to listen to is Incidental Boogie.
He left me alone completely. For once I slept deeply. And for this I thank the Father. But I gotta tell you something that you don't wanna hear. It's the truth and that's never easy to hear. But my new man, well, he ain't that bad. And let me explain to you why.
And this song is actually about domestic violence. And she's saying, "Incident Boogie grabbed a hold of me and I got myself a real man who don't hit that hard so I can still work at my job."
Wow.
It is so, so. In fact, I read somewhere that this album is a protest music wrapped up in pop music. And the subjects that she deals with are really, really, you know, hitting you in the heart. And that's probably why I was so attracted to this album. And the music really pays off as well. So, U.S. Girls.
It's really interesting because I only listened to it really from the musical perspective. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you any of the lyrics. So, that's very interesting. If I just read the lyrics, it would take on a whole new perspective.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. It's called In a Poem Unlimited. And they need to come around again because I'd like to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might have played Madison, but I know they've been close by, but I did not see them. All right, U.S. Girls, that's cool. Number five. Now we're up to David's number four.
Speaking of protest music wrapped in pop music, that's definitely a description of our friends from Melbourne, Camp Cope.
Yes.
As a matter of fact... The next three on my list, number four, number three, and number two, I saw.
You saw it in one gig.
All in one night.
That's crazy. That's
just crazy.
Nuts. Yeah.
Completely crazy.
Yeah, there's one of them that I was like, yeah, he's going to have that on his list for sure because you were so, your praise was, is it effusive? Is that the word? Effusive praise? I think so.
I thought my praise was effusive for all three.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. But at number four is Camp Cope. Yes. How to Socialize and Make Friends is the
second album.
Album,
just as good as the first, track four.
All right, this is Anna. Camp Cope from Melbourne. Yep. And you know what? I think the way that she projects her voice has a similarity to Snail Mail, to Lindsay Jordan, don't you think? It's like it's almost like they could sing and not even have a mic because they project so much.
Yeah.
That was a really good song. Yeah.
And they are quite amazing. And you know, I noticed the bass and how the bass drives all of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Bass is basically the lead instrument in most of their songs.
Right. Wow. I think we talked about that before. It's kind
but
of
their their drummer is also amazing, I have to say.
Yeah. Well,
they got it all.
Camp Cope. It's a good one. Anurag, number four. And you'll get no disagreement from me or David on this one.
Mm-hmm. My number four is Basement Revolver. Heavy Eyes. And I just looked up, they're playing today in Hamilton.
Yep.
Yeah, at Mills Hardware. They're playing there right now.
That's cool.
And they need to come to a hardware store near me. Yeah. They will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will at one point or the other. They're becoming big now. I hope they continue on this trajectory. And we've already discussed them in so much detail. So we'll just go on to the song called Friends.
Revolver.
Yep, lovely voice, lovely lyrics, and lovely album. What more can we say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Heavy Eyes is the title of the album. And yeah, that's the Anurag pick of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Awesome. All right.
Cool.
David, what's number three?
Well, the middle act at the same concert where I saw Camp Co was Petal.
Yep.
And I guess she just beat them out with the number four slot. I don't know. I guess I could have gone either way. But in any case, she's way up there. And I've been listening to this record pretty much all year. It's just amazing. And I picked Stardust, the last track.
Petal, and the album is called Magic Gone. That's Dave's number three.
I just realized her voice at the beginning of that song sounds like an Anurag favorite. Twice.
It was really good. Yeah. I've already added it to my listening list.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. Where are we here? We're at Anurag's number three.
Number three. Oh, my number three is everyone's favorite, Say Sumi.
They're back.
They're back. And we got into a little bit of a snafu today because when I first heard Say Sumi, I liked them so much. I immediately started listening to all their stuff. And today I sent my list to Will, and then he comes back to me saying, that song was released last year.
That was from their 2017 album, yeah.
It's I think, a collection. And it's an album which has like all their previous works tied up together, yeah. So we fixed that quickly, and the song that I'd chosen was But I Like You, but that's already been played, and we're now going to listen to song number four, some Korean word, and then ours. This album is just laced with joy, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's such
totally.
Such a car album. You just put it on while you're driving and then just hum along.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think we need to call in the Will's Band statistician because it seems like there are three bands now that have been mentioned by three correspondents.
Yeah.
Basement Revolver, The Beths, and Say Sumi. Is that correct?
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
Has anybody gotten four mentions?
I don't think so. It'll be interesting when, after we get Anurag and Craig and we can see if we can do like a composite rating or something. I think I did that one year. It was kind of fun to do.
Yeah, that was a fun thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Boys, this is really getting serious now. We're up to David's number two.
So going back to that same famous concert with Petal and Camp Co., the opener was someone named Sydney Kish, who I'd never heard of. I had no idea who she was or what her thing was. And here she is on my list at number two. Now, the album, I have to point out, the album, strictly speaking, came out on the last day of 2017.
Oh, it definitely counts. Anything.
Technically, it's not in this year's pool. But I looked at the KEXP list of every album that you could conceivably vote for in their year-end pool, and I think they had like 300 albums. I don't even know. I lost count. And it was in there.
Yeah. I think if it
so
comes
I decided out, right there that if it was good enough for them, then it was good enough for me to put it as 2018. Yeah,
the month of December should count as the following year, I think, really.
Yes.
There's
agree.
No time. There's no time to consider it, you know,
right,
in that year. Yeah.
That's right. So it's a this year. But I fully expect her to drop a record on December 31st this year because she's done it twice.
Really?
Yeah,
that's very
interesting. We'll have to see what happens.
Cool.
Right?
Yep. This one's called No Dogs Allowed.
Yes. And the track is called Imposter Syndrome.
My own dog, my own freaking opinion. My own old lady on a floor.
Sydney Gish. Yeah, it's a really catchy one.
Yeah, that was quite pleasant. Yeah.
Sharpest lyrics of the year, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and great musically. And she does it all solo.
Wow. So all the instruments and everything, huh?
Yep. And live performance also solo.
Wow, interesting.
Pedals and all that stuff.
Pedals and loops and all kinds of stuff, huh?
Yep.
Wow. That's very cool. Sydney Gish, David's number two of 2018. Now we're up to Anurag's number two.
And Will is going to help me pronounce this word because I always screw it up. The name of the band is?
Phosphorescent.
Phosphorescent. And the album is C'est La Vie.
Yep.
Yep. I've been a big fan of this guy from his last album. This was not as much as... well as the last album was, as good as the last album was, but some of the songs in this are just amazing. And the one that one of the ones we're going to listen to now is called My Beautiful Boy.
Phosphorescent. C'est la vie. Anurag's number two.
That's, his voice is so amazing. It just, you know, just drifts me away to these soundscapes that he's produced. And just glorious, glorious voice. And the songs are so good. Like the one that I think Chris played. I'm forgetting. New Birth in New England. I think he played that one. And then there's a really lengthy song called Around the Horn. And he's singing the whole way through the 8 minutes. Just amazing. Yeah. Highly recommended.
Very cool.
Well, in my pool of 13 or 14 that I had to pick 10 out of, but ended up picking 11, they were definitely in there. They just didn't quite make it over the edge into the top. But definitely, that's every record that he's done is great.
Well, we've reached the top, and that means it's time for to turn it over to Nicholas. he did a good job on that, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. David, after this entire year of music listening, reviewing, being a prominent international podcaster, through all of this, something had to rise to the top. And what was it?
Surprisingly, not appearing at that same concert with those other bands.
Right. Yeah. I can't believe
they did. My number one artist.
Yeah.
Soccer Molly.
Oh. Okay.
The album is Clean, and the track is Scorpio Rising.
Kiss you.
Soccer Mommy.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it's another one where I, when I listen to it, I say to myself, I should have probably listened to that more, given it more attention. I mean, I did and I liked it, but I maybe could have liked it even more. You know, there were a couple of other, that was just bringing to mind to me, some really great young women singer-songwriters this year, right? There was that Black Belt Eagle Scout that was great.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember Fantastic Furniture. Remember that one? That was a great one, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. So, man, there's a lot out there. That's great. But Soccer Mommy, it rose to the absolute top of David's list. The album is called Clean. And, yeah, really good one.
It is, yep.
Sophie Ellison from Nashville.
That's right, from Nashville. So wow. That's kind of cool, okay. Right? Doesn't sound like country music at all. Or Jack White.
Because when we went to Nashville this year and we did go is it called pub crawling in that main stretch on Nashville,
mm-hmm,
and we came across only country music, and it was on one of those side roads we came across some bands that were not playing country music.
Mm.
But nothing like this.
Yeah,
this would have just stopped me on my tracks right there.
Yeah, you would have stayed in that bar for a while. Yes.
Yes.
Very cool. Very good. Anurag, you're number one. So I have to say, I was I saw this on a few other end of year lists, and I said to myself, mm-hmm, I remember when Anurag talked about this guy before,
mm-hmm,
and I wonder, mm-hmm, if it's going to make his list. And in fact, it did, all the way to number one.
All the way to number one. And just before we get to it, I'm just going to quickly run through the ones that just missed my list.
All
it
right.
was Mitski, Cat Power. She had an excellent record.
Mm-hmm.
Deaf Heaven. They had an excellent record.
Oh, yeah.
Big Red Machine. This was that Justin Vernon's side project.
Uh-huh.
I really liked this. And Soccer Mommy, of course. Swearing and Waxahachie. They had their records. and parquet courts.
Oh, right.
I love parquet courts, yes.
Yep, those are all
anyway,
good.
Yes, those were my near misses. Those almost made it to the top 10, but didn't. But my number one artist of the year was Eamon Dunes. His album Freedom. And this is his fourth album. I never knew he had so many albums. He came into my circle of listening to music with his last album called Love. And it was a breakup album. It was haunting and it was amazing. And I think it had pretty high up. I don't recall right now. And in this album, he's gone from lo-fi to a much better production. So that lo-fi sound is gone, but his voice and his style of singing has stayed the same. And in this album, he deals with a lot of, you know, all his songs have this transcendent quality to them, which he's exploring topics like death, disillusionment, and this male masculinity. I never knew that that's what he was dealing with in the song we're going to listen to now called Mickey Dora.
Eamon Dunes. The album is Freedom. Anurag's number one album of the year. Now, that is extremely impressive.
I love this album. Too much.
According to my music journalism, the guy's name is Damon McMahon, and he's from New York City. So he's probably been to some barbecues over at David's place, I would think.
Could cook up
some burgers.
Well, you know, there's so many bands that come by. It's just hard to.
Yeah, it gets a little bit old after a while. Yeah. The pre-show in your basement, you know, like they do in the record stores. They swing by. It could be Will's Band Live. You could start the new audio tree, Will's Band version.
Mm-hmm.
With the budget that we provide you, you should be able to come up with a studio.
Well, yeah, I believe from our last corporate meeting, wasn't that one of the projects that was high on the list?
I think that was in the long-term plan, future plan. I think it's like 2029 right now it's slated for.
That's after we get all that venture capital money blowing in, right?
Yeah. Under current projections, shouldn't be much of a problem, but we'll have to see. Yeah, well, I think you guys had great lists. That was very fun.
I think we buried the lead on this list, though. The Crutchfield sisters each had an EP or an album out this year, and neither Anurag nor I picked either one.
Yeah, well, that means it's a competitive year.
What has gone wrong here?
It's a total competitive year, right? It's a dog-eat-dog indie rock world.
I guess so.
I didn't pick up Waxahachie because that was an EP. It was just six songs. They're really good songs, but nothing to really write home about. So I said, I'm sorry, but Katie, you're not on the list.
Yes, and I listened to the Swearin' album, and I gave it its due, and I liked some of the songs, but again, it didn't make the list.
Yeah.
So it's It's Anurag and David 1, Crutchfield's 0 for the year.
Exactly.
Yep. They have to step up their game and try to get on your lists next year, I guess, right?
They will. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys, for your participation this year. It's been great.
Absolutely.
It's been really fun. The podcast would not exist without the correspondence, because it would just be unbearable with me babbling every week, you know. It just wouldn't be good.
You'd be drinking so much whiskey that it would just probably kill you and Barrett.
Yeah, probably quickly. Right. Yeah, exactly. That'd be a problem.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me to share my list for the second year in a row. I'm honored.
Yeah, same here. Thank you, Will.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, we got to keep this thing rocking. And the end of year is always really fun, you know. And I think doing it this way is fun, too, like revealing it by actually playing it, right?
Yes.
It's one thing when you see a list and some site has, like, the top 50, it's kind of hard to not just, like, scroll through it really fast, you know. It's, mm-hmm. So there's something mm-hmm. different about it. And then, like, I think just going through and revealing them and playing the tracks is fun. So, in fact, I think method is better than NPR, don't you think? God, I couldn't believe it. I was listening to the NPR, like, just kind of this sort of generic, you know, best music of the year podcast or whatever. God, it's so much pop. It's completely,
yeah,
you know,
I don't
it's
know
like,
what happened this day. Yeah.
They used to be a little bit more indie rocky, a little bit, right? But yeah. It just seems like it's really gone to just like a popularity contest.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't enjoy their end of the year at all.
Yeah. I don't know. Well. I think they usually do a listener top 25 or something. That's always kind of interesting. But again, you know, come on. They're not going to be as good as our podcast, right?
No
Can't possibly
way.
Be. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can sign off. We'll talk to you guys again in, at least on the podcast, we'll talk to you again in 2019. But we'll hopefully be in touch before then. So thank you. And
thank you. Will.
Thanks.
We'll talk to everybody again next week. With another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.